You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you at the PNC Bank here in Strongsville. Lots of people out to visit with Devon Best, who was just on the show. Great spot with Devon.
I like
his perspective, Nate, didn't you?
I do too. And listen, he doesn't sound like somebody who's panicking. He sounds like somebody who knows that things haven't gone the way that they feel that they are capable of performing through 2 weeks, that there have been opportunities that have been missed and that they're going to get better. And I got a sense too. Listen, Slack guy's best friend is a wide receiver who can command a double team over the top, so he has a ton of room to work. He sounded excited about what Josh Gordon would open up for him and this offense.
Yes, I agree with that. And he pointed it out too, and I would agree to some degree. It is a misplay here, a misprotection there, a miss whatever. But he's not sitting there in the excuse making mode, and it doesn't sound like he's, you know, packing it in on what he sees from a strategic standpoint, that there is something to believe in. Because hey, it doesn't take long for the heat to start being directed at the coaching staff and at where are all the big ideas, where's all this dramatic, exciting downfield stuff we're supposed to see. And honestly, if you keep it in a bottom line mentality, one touchdown in two games, you know, isn't doing that for you.
Right, you're exactly right, and you hit the nail on the head. It's not doing it for you right now. And you know, hopefully with Gordon back, it's going to make a difference. And this offense knows that it can play better. It knows the scheme it's in has been proven to be more successful than they've been thus far. And it's going to be a matter of getting it done and sticking it out and making it happen.
Well, misery loves company. And the Browns have company at 0-2. There are multiple teams in that category, but one notably in the AFC North, and that would be the Pittsburgh Steelers after their loss last night to the Cincinnati Bengals. This is what Coach Mike Tomlin of the Steelers had to say.
There's a certain amount that we need to swallow with this, and rightfully so. But we got to remain unwavered collectively. We got to, you know, continue to work and move forward. But it starts with that acknowledgement that they were a better team tonight.
All right, better team tonight, probably on most nights, going up against a very loaded Bengals team. We like this team to win the AFC North. Yep. We had a lot of company with that as well, Nathan.
Yeah, and it seems that that's the way that it's going. I mean, when you look at the teams, the AFC North, interestingly enough, at one time people thought was going to be one of the better divisions in football, and now you look at it, Cincinnati lost a tough game to a Chicago team that I think is very good. I think that people are going to realize this Chicago Bears team is no joke this year with Mark Trestman bringing the offense into this century, which is going to do wonders for that team given the playmakers and talent they have on offense. And you look at, you know, Cincinnati, they're the most complete team in the division by far. Baltimore, the defense is going to get better as the season goes on. Obviously played well against the Browns, some of that on the Browns, though. Their offense, though, not even close to what it was last year, I think, when you lose Anquan Boldin and Dennis Pitta. The Steelers have serious issues, which we saw. They've been beaten now by the Tennessee Titans at home and the Cincinnati Bengals. They lost to them on the road in this game, 0-2. They have huge offensive line issues. They have a huge lack of talent, I think, on the offensive side of the ball, and their defense starting to show its age a little bit. Although I think they played tough. I think that defense played tough given how often they have to be on the field with the lack of production on the offensive side of the ball. But I think the Cleveland Browns right now at 0-2 have a very good shot, and I feel very, very good about the fact that I think they can, you know, finish third in this division ahead of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Steelers have more issues right now than the Browns.
Well, yeah, the difference between these two teams right now, the stark difference is the defenses. The Browns defense is legit. The Browns defense, except for that third down issue, but primarily what that front seven does, that is a,
that's gonna
you
get
use the
up.
Term playoff caliber. I think the front seven absolutely holds up as a top level type of front seven. Got to have that back end fixed though before, in my mind, you're talking about a defense that can carry you, you know, further than that. But compared with the Steelers right now, I mean, they're hurting in that side as well as other spots on the offensive side of the ball. We want to hear right now from, and you know, again from that game, a guy who had played for the, yeah, I want to get it from this, excuse me, the Bengals perspective. And that's the question of this Bengals team, is that we like everything about them as far as their talent. And I say like, I use that term, not that we like them, you know, we're
that's right.
I think people understand where we're coming from.
Yes.
Here. But as an opposing team, but just admire, I guess, maybe I can get away with that. Almost everything about them, but the question mark is at quarterback. But this is what Andy Dalton had to say after the game.
It's big to come in, you know, Monday night, everybody's watching, to get a win, and especially, you know, against the Steelers, a team that's been really good for a long time, and, you know, a division rival, and it was big for us.
I mean, the Steelers own that team in Cincinnati,
yes.
So I think they're liking the fact that the tide has turned.
Yeah, I think they are liking the fact, and I think it gives them a good feel that they are, you know, the class of the division. And, you know, the thing that's scary to me is when you watch that, you know, the Browns made additions on the offensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, which are paying dividends. That Cincinnati Bengals team made two additions on the offensive side of the ball that are going to pay, that are paying dividends and will pay massive dividends as this season goes on. And I'm talking about Giovanni Bernard.
Yeah.
I think it is only a matter of time before Giovanni Bernard is their every down back, because Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is what Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is. He's plotting. He gets you 3 yards a carry. He doesn't fumble the ball. That's great and everything. But when you see a guy like Giovanni Bernard, the explosiveness that he brings, and then you throw in Tyler Eifert, the talented tight end on top of that, this is a team and an offense I think that is going to only get better as the season goes on, and that's a pretty scary prospect.
You know, I think the best thing that can happen to an Andy Dalton, where there are questions, is that those two players, as you mentioned, along with A.J. Green, help elevate his supporting cast and therefore his confidence, you know, that he's going to believe more in himself maybe because he's got that support around him. But I still don't know if it's there, and I guess I've got to see more to truly believe that Andy Dalton is a guy that can take that team. That if there's a reason why I'm not believing in that team going,
it is Dalton.
Beyond the playoffs, it's,
yeah,
Dalton.
No question.
Beyond the early, you know, beyond and maybe an early exit in the playoffs, it's Dalton. Because you can't put him in the conversation with. And by the way, the AFC picture is so darn wide open. The only team you can feel good about top to bottom is the Denver Broncos. And after that, it's a reach. You know, maybe you're talking to Houston Texans. You've certainly got questions about the Patriots. You know, these other 2-0 teams. You've got questions about, and then, as you mentioned, in the AFC North, once thought to be a very tough division, now is a division of questions and question marks throughout.
I completely agree with you. And, you know, Andy Dalton was a guy, you watched that playoff game that they lost to the Houston Texans last year. Three different times he had A.J. Green open on deep plays, was not able to complete those passes, and that's what you talk about. That's what separates guys who can be very good from those who can be great. It's making the plays when it matters the most, and I think right now that's the biggest issue hanging over Andy Dalton, and that's why they tried to help him with getting weapons like Tyler Eifert and Giovanni Bernard, and Dalton talked about just how dynamic Bernard can be.
Be a guy that's versatile, a guy that can move around, can catch the ball in the backfield, can make big plays. And that's exactly what we've got out of him. And so, you know, excited to see that, excited to see him come out and play big in a game like this. And you know, he did a really good job.
Yeah, just the speed factor the guy brings is wow, you know, in the open field. That's what opens your eyes, not the biggest guy in the world. And that's what you so want to see from Trent Richardson.
Lewis.
That's you want to see that,
yeah,
from Trent Richardson.
No, I agree.
You want to see that, break that first hole, that second, whatever that contact is, and to the second level, and boom, be gone. Make it a foot race. We're not seeing those runs, and we got to see those runs. All right, Jerod Cherry is going to join us. That's coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci broadcasting from the PNC Bank in Strongsville on Fowler Road. Come on out and join us, on Royalton Road. I get the right road here, Royalton Road. Come and join us here. There's food, there's refreshment, there's a lot of people hanging out. And then at 5 p.m., you're going to have Jordan Cameron, the tight end for the Browns, hang out and sign some autographs and pose for pictures, as Devon Best did. Devon is headed out now, but he was here for about an hour. He spent some time with us on the show as well. So Jerod Cherry is next. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.